Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Hey, now, 914, I see you there, so we're going to get you before we even get started. What's up, bro?
Yeah, what up?
You got a question?
I just kind of wanted to say, since the show didn't start, let people know what you're doing is more than just fucking with women. I mean, family, employer, friends. They're coming at you with their best interests. So you got to use your words to flip it around on them. And I just wanted to say that. And this is like a life lesson from what I've been listening to the past month. It's more than just women. It's life. And that's just what
Hey, brother, let me tell you something. You're absolutely right. It is much more than women. The people.
Women?
Not people. The kind of dudes that really, you know, frequent this, they focus on women. And the reason they really focus on women, listening to me, you understand, is because of my background. But what you're saying is absolutely what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not really trying to, you know, tell people about women. They just hear it that way, and I do talk about catching. Go ahead, bro.
Just saying, I realize this because I'm more focused on getting money, and that's harder than getting women. So I come at that first. I see what you're doing. That's what you have to do in business with your employer. Even if you have a good friend, 9 out of 10 times, if anyone comes up to you, they're coming at it with their head first, not what's in your head first. So, I mean, if you tell people how it is and they don't like it, then they just won't manipulate you anymore, and you still win. It doesn't matter.
As long as you're telling them the truth and you feeling, you know, all right, you are winning. That's what I believe. That's some good shit, man. That's a good thing to start us off on because let me put you back in, bro. We actually are going to be talking about some shit like that. And I don't know if you remember this series, Dragnet. You probably don't. But the dude, Jack Webb, he was a cop, a detective. A no-nonsense cop. And he was basically like I say you should be. Small words. Don't let nobody get confused with what you're saying. And when you're talking to him, he would cut you off in a minute. Just the facts, man. Just the facts, sir. He didn't want to hear none of the bullshit. Okay, so I said that. That's where I was coming from, just the facts. But why I was talking about that is because of what we gonna talk about. I really should have acknowledged this shit a couple of days ago. August the 25th, 1972, was the day I turned out to this game. Before August of 72, I was hustling. I was doing, you know, what the old man did. And, you know, I was cool. I was making money. I had a caddy. You know, everybody respected me as far as that go. Well, I was selling weed. I was selling cane. You know, I was selling a little heroin, too. But what I'm saying is on August 25th, 1972, I fucking turned out. And that date, August 25th, I've made just about every major event in my life end or begin on that date. Now, 1972 was damn near 50 years ago. So, you know, it was a long time ago. But that day, I was in Oakland. Well, I was in Vallejo, and I went to Oakland. And I just remember everything. I was getting ready to put, you know, my first hold down. And, you know, as I'm giving this hold, you know, my final bit of instructions, I somehow gazed at the rearview mirror. And that motherfucker at that moment became my motherfucking best friend. Because what I'm saying is, after I gave baby them instructions, and I was looking in the mirror, I looked at her for the first time as a pimp. And that bitch hit MacArthur. That big, tall, white hoe stepped up. What I'm saying is, little game that I had, as far as that shit go, was enough. Because the bitch wants to fight with me. She didn't want to fight with Hohen. She didn't want to fuck with MacArthur. She didn't want to fuck with the police and all the crazy shit she's going to have to fuck with. But she was going to fuck with all that just to fuck with me. Now, what I'm saying is this, fellas. Even though I did not know, I didn't know what I was in for. I just knew I was down. Period. I don't care. So the next morning after that night, you know, I forget two something. Well, the first night, I think I only really got like 100 and something. But anyway, the next morning, with no niggas kicking in with me about pimping, I just felt like the bitch didn't look hoish enough last night. And I'm going to take it to MacArthur Broadway Shopping Center. And I took the bitch, as soon as we got up to MacArthur Broadway, and bought that bitch two whole outfits. Now, these outfits kind of looked alike. One was velvet, and one was another material. But they was, one had sleeves and one didn't, but they was kind of the same suits. Let me tell you something, goddammit. That was the best thing I could have done. Because not only did it expose me to what a pimp gonna have as his daily activity, it immediately showed that bitch. You can get shit from this. Now, I'm trying to do that. Well, I'm if I thought I was sprung, that's not, you know, because of, you know, when all, blah, blah, blah. The second night, after I bought her the suit, this made twice as much money. I could never look back, never. Not even once. I left the lail, and the rest is history. Chronicled, of course, in my book, Rosebud the American Pimp. Now, I got the fucking audio, parts one and two, completely scored 12 hours of dope. Both of those you can get together for $50 or $27.99 each. And what I'm saying is, what I guess is, well, let's change the subject because I'm getting more political than I've been. Because I guess it just wasn't enough with a motherfucker being privy to witness George Floyd being murdered right in front of us. That wasn't shit, though, because when we thinking, we see this shit on TV, now these motherfuckers really know they shit. Nah. And during, less than a week later, the motherfucker shot a brother in the back at a fast food joint. 815, I see you there, bro, and I ain't going to keep you waiting. 216, I'll get you in a minute. What's up, 815?
Yeah, what's good, bud? Hey, I just want to let you know, there's always like a 2-second delay, like when you know, for the callers, just so you're not impatient. I see, like, on your previous episodes, you get kind of impatient when people, there's a pause, it's because there's, like, a little delay. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, my question was, like, when you got a little bit of knowledge and you follow the logic, you know, just logic, how do you, like, deal with these women that you know are bullshitting, like, especially when you got the knowledge? It's like every female that I run into, when you let them talk long enough, they expose themselves. And I swear, every female, I mean, I know you
hey,
say
bro,
it's a numbers
bro,
game.
Bro, listen to me. See, you can't take no shortcut. What I'm saying is that's what game shows you. You're going to be able to see way more than you've been able to see before. So what I'm saying is naturally you're going to be able to see when a bitch is full of shit. But what you do still, which is why you asking this question, is you still fuck with them. And you know you do. I don't. Soon as I see them, I make some kind of way for me to be gone. Because if I see you full of shit and I fuck with you, I'm full of shit too. You know, I can't tell you I don't fuck with full of shit bitches. And I can see you a full of shit motherfucker right now. And after I told you that shit, you didn't straighten up. You must want me to be full of shit. Shit, come on, man.
Right. And that's exactly how I see it. It's frustrating. That's all. I just, you know.
Why is it frustrating, bro? Because you fuck with them.
Nah, it's because
yes,
the one.
Yes,
I mean,
you're lying. Sorry to call you that. You're lying. Because it wouldn't be frustrating if you seen a bitch that's full of shit and you say, look, baby, you know what? I got to go. And you be gone. It wouldn't be frustrating.
And then the next one you talk to after that, and then the next one, and then the next one. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know it's a numbers game, but it's just like, damn. You literally got to go through bitches to find one that's solid. And then, like I said, if you let them talk long enough.
What about the shoe being on the other foot? Bitches having to run through a bunch of fake-ass niggas.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it that way.
Just saying, man. You can't look at shit the way you motherfuckers be looking at it because you don't look at both sides of the coin. You always be looking at one side bullshit. Man, what you saying is very probably going on, but what really is going on is both sides at the same time. So why would you let any of that goddamn shit trip you out? You better just choose sides. I ain't fucking with no goddamn bitch that I can see that's full of shit. Matter of fact, I'll pay for the bitch to fucking leave me alone. Otherwise, I'll tell that bitch, look, let me buy you a drink and, you know, you can go about your business. Or let me buy you a drink and I'm going to leave, you know. Whatever I would do, when I see it, I ain't fucking with it. You don't do that, bro. That's why it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
And you're right about that. And I saw that you just brought up a new element to it. Is it best to leave in good faith? Because, like you said, you buy a drink and then, you know, go about your business. Is that a smart move?
Why do you care about this shit like that, man?
Nah, it's just you brought that to the table.
Question. Quit being a running motherfucker, man. Answer the goddamn question. Why the fuck
do you
care about some shit like that?
I don't, but I just noticed it when you mentioned it. That's why.
Because you're talking about it.
You just mentioned it.
No, you mentioned it. You said about with leaving or whatever the fuck. What I'm saying to you, bro, okay, I don't care. You can say I said it, whatever the fuck. What I'm saying to you is this. If you don't stop lying to your goddamn self and try to make everything you say make sense, because it don't make sense, you ain't going to convince me that it's okay to think that bullshit you think. Now, I'm going to show you several reasons what you thinking is stupid. And if you don't want to accept one of them, then you want to be stupid. And you want to defend that shit. And I ain't mad at you. Just be stupid. And expect me to call you a stupid motherfucker. Period. That's me. Come on, bro. I don't want to talk to no stupid motherfucker. 216, what's up?
Bro, what's up? It's Hunter. quick. I got a couple quick questions, man.
Come on.
So look, so when you were talking about, I got your audio book. Where you met that first hoe, it was at a pimp party. Now, was she already a hoe or was she a square?
No, she wasn't no hoe. She just wanted to be a hoe.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, that was a dope story, man. Y'all need to get that audio book. That hoe, he ain't even going into detail, but that whole shit, the way he met her and everything was dope. So the second thing I want to ask you is this. Well, let me make the statement. The whole show was called Just the Facts. And you taught me something key, man. You know, I remember you said, just come see the cat. When you're talking to a bitch, put it simple, like, come see the cat. That shit works.
Hey,
that shit
bro,
works
wait,
like a taunt.
Wait. Listen, hold on. What I'm saying to you guys, just what he just said, but I'm finna explain something. Just the facts. And he said it kind of resonated with him when I'm talking about come see the cat. Because that's what that statement, come see the cat, is about. Simply the facts. And it's saying you ain't got to dress the shit up with some kind of fancy-ass word or with some kind of bullshit-ass street term, because the bitch liable to misunderstand what the fuck you saying, because she don't know what your street term mean, but she certainly understand the facts. And what you say, bro, that shit work.
What?
Hey,
and
so,
it make a big...
Go ahead.
And it make a big difference, because it was so hard for me, because I'm used to speaking slang and lingo and all of that shit. But all the bitch really want to know is the facts, because bitches aren't really hip like that. So I remember one time, but this is what you did for me. So you asked me a question. You were like, what do you have to offer to a bitch, you know what I'm saying, that's different? And I said something vague, like everything. And you were like, you bullshit, you know, you chopped my head or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You were like, fuck all that. Like, that's too vague. And you made me get more specific, and I got more specific. Well, guess what, bud? I went out, stuck to the bitch, I think it was that night. And she asked me that almost the same question. Like, she asked me something like that. And I was about to tell the bitch everything. I'm like, oh, hell no. I done got my head cut. I still felt the, you know what I'm saying, the head cut. And I'm like, no. I went into specifics with the bitch. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, man, Blur, she was speechless. You know what I'm saying? So the shit worked real time. I apply that shit real time.
hey, listen to me, bro. Almost every jewel you pick up ain't going to be shit unless you apply it in real time as quickly as possible.
Right.
Soon as you do it, if you heard it right now and go apply it in 2 hours, you will be way more fixated on getting what that shit means because you see the benefit of doing it. You know, everybody think they're supposed to just hear shit and they benefit from hearing it because I guess they heard it. No, motherfucker. You got to go apply it. You got to go make it make sense to you. Then your ass is dope. And I appreciate you, 216.
Hey, one last one. So okay. And then this is the last one. After you chopped my head about you was just telling me shit like, man, listen, nigga, you full of shit. You supposed to get down. If you see a bitch, get right down on the spot. Well, that night when I got off the phone, it was like a little party / thing. But I got it like 50 bitches in the party. I got turned down like 49 times. But I was at the bitch, and you know, and it wasn't no big turn down. It looked real player because I didn't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? But I felt better at the end of the night when I felt super good. Like, whether or not I got any number, I just felt accomplished. I did what I set out to do, you feel me? So, yeah,
hey,
I appreciate that.
Bro,
so all that shit works.
I don't know if you trying to kiss my ass saying that shit, but that's some dope shit you saying, bro. Because it don't matter if you come up. You get much more gain realizing it ain't about coming up. It's about putting your work in. Coming up is a reward of putting your work in. If you don't put your work in, you ain't coming up. I'm telling you. Because that's why you put your work in. You don't know when, where, how, who. You don't know none of that goddamn shit. That's why you always down. And when you do catch, it ain't got nothing to do with the bitch or the time or nothing. It got nothing to do with you stay down. Period. That's game.
Cold-blooded game. Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know it, man. Be cool.
You too.
I didn't mean to do that. What I'm saying, let me come back to you. Do you have anything else to say, man?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put you back in because I got hella shit to talk about. So, what I'm saying is the nigga get George Floyd get killed right in front of us. Then another nigga gets shot in the back at a fast food joint. And then they shoot another nigga in the back 7 times in front of his wife and kids. Now, this particular nigga was doing what they've been saying you should do. Instead of walking by and letting some shit jump off, if you see something, say something. So this dude seen some shit going on, domestic violence type shit, and he interfered. And now when people have called it in because this is domestic violence, by the time he gets there, the police get there, he looks like he's part of the domestic violence. So what I'm saying is the police arrived and started harassing him. Now, he told them what was going on. Man, I was just trying to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he just turned and walked off from the police. And he turned to get in his car. And quickly, the police pulled his fucking revolver on this brother and took several steps toward him, following this dude. And this dude, which I'm going to have to blame him, he see the police tripping. And he like the rest of you motherfuckers. I got rights. I ain't doing nothing. So this motherfucker reached to open the door, and when he did, the police fired. He ain't never turned around aggressive. He ain't never did shit but walk towards the car. And the motherfucking police shoot the motherfucker in the back 7 times. Now, that other shit at the hamburger joint, where the dude got shot in the back, you know, talk about that, blah, 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 blah. And they say, well, you know, at any point, you should not shoot a motherfucker in the back, you know, especially as a police officer, because there's no immediate threat. They didn't already say this for, like, nationwide. They didn't make it a law, but they said it. And then this motherfucker shoots a nigga in the back 7 times. Wait a minute. I'm talking about 7 times, so you got to understand. 7 times. Now, what's they going to use this time as a reason? What are they going to say about the kids? I think it was 3 kids in there. And I think his wife was pregnant, or the woman that was in the domestic violence was pregnant. Somebody was pregnant. But I'm saying, think about the kids. They didn't see their dad get shot like that by the police. He ain't doing shit. Do you think they're going to like the police? Do you think they're going to grow up thinking about being law-abiding motherfuckers? Because dad only saw, oh, God, look at that. That's not fair. The woman's pregnant, blah, blah, blah. Get out. Try to, you know, do whatever. And he didn't get killed. He ended up being paralyzed. So the rest is fucking life. And what I'm saying is, what are his kids going to think about the police? I'm just saying, these motherfuckers create everything that's happening to them. What is going to be the excuse? What fear did that cop have to make him shoot 7 times? Listen, he thought the nigga was going to get a weapon. What? Wait a minute. Let's not forget that. Let's do this. When is a house house in the planning stages? Is it a house when the foundation is poured? Is it a house when the framing is completed? Is it a house when the electrical and all of the plumbing, drains, pipes, all that shit is ran? Is it a house when all that's done and now you got the walls up? Don't forget, it still needs the interior completed. So is it a house yet? Think about it. Think about it. If you was having a house built and you've been coming around periodically checking the progress, and up till now, you're okay with it, but this motherfucker come up to you and say, all right, I'm finished. I'm sure you going off. Because everything's not done. What I'm saying is, are you supposed to take over and start, putting the interior in your house? So what I'm saying is, if he starts telling me all the shit he done, I'm screaming at the motherfucker, the house still ain't complete. So even though you got hella parts to a house, you got these parts completed, it's not a house until it's inhabitable. And the person that's going to live there don't have to do anything to it. Now, I said all that shit to say, I get people that be mad at me for talking about ex-President Trump. And what I'm saying is, just think about how I just explained that house. And let's just understand, for the sake of argument, that all of this shit that he's been accused of, that's out there floating around, all of that shit is the material to build a house. Now, once or if this house gets built, Trump is going to jail. Now, what I'm saying is, let's look at it. Mueller, or whatever his name was, he's the contractor. And he's building a house. And this house, the foundation, everything about the fucking house is going to be based and designed on what he gets from investigating Trump. So, according to plans, the plans are when he's looking at everything and he's deciding if it should be an investigation, he does. And so his plans now is to follow whatever he did. Look, so according to plan, Mueller starts the exterior of the house. And once, because he didn't need to put the foundation, he didn't need to pour the foundation. All the accusations are the foundation being poured. Now he wants to erect the house based on all these fucking accusations. So what I'm saying is, once he gets from the exterior to the interior, then the interior is done, he's going to turn it over to the finishing carpenters, to make sure the drains and all blah 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 works. And they, which are the motherfuckers now taking all this shit, whatever they call themselves, the Democrats, whatever. They piece together everything that's needed to finish the house. And what I'm saying is, once they put their pieces in, you're going to see clearly that this is indeed a house, a secure house. What I'm saying is, this house is completely based in design on the shit that Tramp did. So what I'm saying is, these crimes that he's guilty of, he's going to be toast. He's going to be toast. And I know you guys don't like to hear it, but what I'm saying is, I know I veered off subject. I know that's what the fuck I do, but that's why I write my shit down, because all I got to do is look over here and see where the fuck I was. So it was about, this time of the month in 1972 that I had caught this motherfucking white bitch. I was leaving Vallejo on my way to becoming Rosebud Villa motherfucking Dallas. Let me tell you, I was so goddamn excited. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was just driving to Oakland. I wasn't thinking about how big I was going to become or any of the high-powered shit that I'd be so used to hearing me talk. But I was simply serious as fuck. I wanted to be a pimp. I just did. So, like I started out, 8/25, 1972 is the day I turned out. That's the day I received my first whole dollar. And believe me, I was hooked from Jump Street. I was so sprung on doing what I was becoming, because all my friends, myself included, whenever we thought we was sharp, whenever we was dressed up, just thought we was cool, we pretend to be pimps. None of my friends decided to take the bad idea, but we all remain close friends, and I'm sure they have important days, in their lives. But August 25th, 1972 is the day I turned out. I was reborn and christened Rosebud Dividus, the American pimp. Now, August 25th, 2010, is another important day. That's the day I launched my confidence course. And it's also the day I stopped pimping in 99. I started and stopped being in the game on the same date. And I launched my confidence course on this. I launched my confidence course on the same date. I hope, don't be no date for some tragedies. But, like I'm saying, it was about this time that I had caught Sandy. I was leaving Vallejo. And I wasn't really excited about how big I would be coming. I just was serious. And once I actually realized what it meant to me to be on my way to fucking fame and fortune, that motherfucking day became really important to me. And I tried to make it important throughout my life. But one night, it had nothing to do with this particular day, but I was in town celebrating an anniversary of family, but You know, I was in town. When I was in the Bay Area, when I was on my way home from the club, Yoshi's, and at the stoplight, I noticed this woman. You know, she was like 40 plus, maybe even 50. And she was looking at me. And, you know, kind of checked her out a little bit. And I realized I had seen Baby at Yoshi's. And I talked so much shit on these videos about, you know, getting at your action when you see it. Fuck all that, you know, thinking about it and all, what you gonna do tomorrow and all this old fucking shit. I realized that I was doing what I was telling motherfuckers not to do. Hold on for a second. Anyway, I decided to get it, baby. I just wanted to see what she was gonna do. I wanted to see how she was gonna react or whatever. So I motioned to her to let her the window down. You know, and the light had turned, just as the light was turning green, I'm doing this. And that's a sure sign of Russ. The nigga being late like that. But anyway, what I'm saying is I motioned to her to pull over, not if we pulling off, it was a shell up at the corner. I'm motioning to her to pull over, you know, and just as if I was in a Rolls Royce or something, she did. She pulled over. I got excited as I pulled over. And I didn't get out the car. I just pulled up alongside of her. And I said, listen, I know a woman who's out looking for a little fun and excitement when I see her. But what I can't figure out is why is a motherfucker fine as you not being escorted? Now, you guys got to understand. I already told you that, you know, you can't just say, oh, you look good, woo-woo. I mean, you can say it if you want to, but the bitch, she ain't trying to hear that shit. So you have to do subliminal compliments. You have to do them to where they got to figure them out. So I mentioned that she was a fine-ass older woman, and I wondered why she wasn't being escorted. See, that older woman part, that's where the weapon came in. Because what I'm saying is she more than likely would love to have hid the fact she was older. That's what older women do. They try to look younger. But when they see that you see that they are older and you still giving them action, they feel complimented. Don't be mad at me because I know this shit. The fuck could be mad at me? Pick this shit up and learn, motherfucker. I'm sharing it with you. Subliminal compliments are the best. She smiled and said, I'm treating myself. And then she smiled even broader. And you want to know what I said? Hey, consider it done. You've been treated to the admiration of a total stranger. Now, I also told you, if you listen to the bitch, she gonna tell you what to say to her. And she said she was treating herself. So, you know, let me let her understand. I know what you're saying. I'm just flowing. Man, what I'm saying is, when I said that, I pulled off. She didn't get to respond. And she just pulled right off behind me. And I'm telling you, about 2-3 lights up, she kind of pulled up on the side of me and raised her window down. I raised mine down. And she says, you know, and then the light turned green, and I took off. See, what I'm saying is, at the next light, she pulled over, raised that window down again. And I said, she said, I know a real man when I see him. Can I give you my number? Man, I looked at my motherfucking self in the mirror. I told you. when I was turning that motherfucking purse all out, I looked at that mirror, and it became my friend. My goodness, my best friend. When I looked at that motherfucker. and then I don't even know why I looked at the mirror. I probably was falling a little bit. But, you know, it could have been an automatic reaction. I don't know. But I said, if you gave it to me, I'd fucking use it. And then your goddamn life would never be the same. And then I pulled off again. Now, Oakland, and I'm going down whatever that street was, headed toward the freeway. Little did I know this bitch lived in Vallejo, which is where I'm going. The entire way, you know, it was like I was racing that bitch, trying to get my motherfucking ass away from her. But, you know, she kept trying to get my attention. Because she wanted to give me the motherfucking digits. Then when we got to the toll booth, she blew her horn. But I looked at her and pressed on my fucking gas pedal. Because I knew all that bitch wanted was to be Russell and nigga. She just wanted me to fuck her. I ain't looking for no motherfucking action like that. You know, for all I know, this could have been rich. I could have fucked her on some money. Who in the fuck care? She ain't rich as me. Fuck. I'm laced with game. And I never miss. Because I knew, or I know. I knew what to say to her. But I know what to say to any bitch. Period. At any time. This game has prepared me. And you need to understand. You know, I'm realizing that, you know, when you get older, you either ignore or accept shit. Now, you ignore the shit that makes you see that you're getting older. But you accept that your time is almost up. For me, you know, looking at shit like that, everything is life or death. Ain't got no in-between. And it would seem as if that would be living on the paranoid side. But I don't see it like that. I live a life based in total reality. Now, check it out. If I rode on a roller coaster, which I wouldn't, but if I did, I wouldn't have no goddamn fun. I don't care how much fun you say it is. You can't explain to me how much fun that would be. I wouldn't have fun because during the ride, I'd be thinking about flying off the tracks. The fear of the ride wouldn't compare to fear my thoughts of what could happen would bring. But at the same time, I accept that what I think is true. Otherwise, I certainly could ride, fly off the rail, you know, and I'm not tripping on flying off the rail. I'm tripping on doing something that's going to allow me to fly off the fucking rail. No. Motherfuckers in real life have flown off the tracks. That's a hell of a thing to want to live forever. And know your motherfucking ass gonna die. You soon learn that when you make a move, it don't have to work. Everything is not dependent on this move working. It can actually fail. And it won't make you a failure. What failing does is make you sharper. You'll never make it if you allow failure to stop your momentum. You know, I imagine you motherfuckers keep wondering why I put shit up about my personal life and all the little bullshit with women and all that. The thing is, when you live life every day on a daily basis, which many of you don't, you just simply exist day to day. I live, but anyway, when you live life every day, regular adventures become excursions, magnificent excursions that you're able to go and join in on. Hey, I noticed you motherfuckers ain't even calling in. Why? Oh, he's deep today, and I can't talk about that stuff. You guys make me fucking sick. I profess that it doesn't matter what you say to a woman. It only matters that you know what you're saying, what it means, and what you're supposed or should get in response. If you know all that, you're going to definitely catch bait, because none of you ever comment on how simple my lines are. You just all focus on me catching, just like the other day when this dog asked me to explain trafficking and shit. You don't know how many motherfuckers hit me talking about, man, that shit was just so smooth the way you talk to her. And they notice everything. And even when you got through talking to her, you just went right straight to the other dude, you know, like it wasn't that man. I told you, fellas, you know, you got to be ready to roll. Nothing's going to surprise me, so I'm ready. And it looked like I'm handling shit because I am. What you don't see is how when I speak to a woman, I'm able to focus on what I think. Excuse me. And all the time accepting that what I think don't necessarily have to be correct. I mean, the reason I, you know, can do that shit is I'm confident. And I'd rather travel on a path that I chose as opposed to a path that you chose for me to travel. I mean, whose life is it in the goddamn way? The thing is, I'm just getting better and better and better as I age. You know, the other night, I decided to treat myself to dinner, and I went to the Capitol Grill on Las Vegas Boulevard. And let me warn you, don't go there if you got like $3. Shit, that motherfucking place was pricey. But since I was treating myself, I indulged in the opulence of the goddamn restaurant. You know, I was dining alone. When I looked up as I was opening my mouth to have a bite of this steak, and I noticed this woman was staring at, you know, just staring my way. She was looking as if she was smiling at me, so I raised my glass to acknowledge her. You know, after dinner, when I went to the bar for cocktails, she and her party was there. So I sent her a drink with a note. And it said, that steak I had was delish, but I'm sure the taste of it has nothing on you. And after sending her that drink, you know what I did? I turned my fucking back, hoping that, you know, she'd notice that I'm not really chasing that drink I sent her. The next thing I know, she asked me, to what do I owe this pleasure? And I turned around because I told her, you can send for a bitch, she don't know she's being sent for. But I turned around thinking like I didn't know if she was talking to me or not. And then she clarified that she indeed was speaking to me. I calmly asked her, which pleasure are you speaking of? Me getting to speak with you or the admiration you saw on my face as I observed you? Her name was Leslie. And when she said she was referring to the drink I sent her, I started to respond because I was ready. But the bitch cut me off. And she said, I like the comments you wrote afterwards. you know, she was like, you know, referring to me, comparing her with the taste of this goddamn New York steak I was eating. And, you know, New York, but that Capitol Grill, the New York steak is dope. Anyway, the steak was bomb, and Leslie was just as bomb, to tell you the truth. And no, I didn't smash. I did something way, way, way sharp. I smashed. That's further down the list. And when I finished speaking with it, she wanted the kids. I looked at her. I said, what would you think of me tomorrow? I never kiss on the first date. And why I'm telling you this shit is because I do the things I tell you to do. I do them. You don't have to believe them. I mean, if you believe them, it's cool, but you don't have to believe them. So look. This is a short video made so because you motherfuckers ain't asking no goddamn questions. And I would imagine you're not asking no goddamn questions because you motherfuckers are just listening, I guess. my mama's cooking candy. Okay. All right, you guys. I'm gone, man. I love this shit. I'll hook me another one up soon.